Down on Colcord Avenue next to the Brazos River, you'll find what the city of Waco thinks might be the ace in the hole in this water dispute with the TCEQ, the Riverside Water Treatment Plant.
The intake is just right down there into the river.
That's Jonathan Eccles with the City of Waco Water Utilities Department. Back in 1914, before the Army Corps of Engineers dammed up the Bosque to create Lake Waco, the city got the right to draw 5,600 acre-feet of water from the Brazos River using the Riverside Water Treatment Plant. The plant doesn't pull water from the Brazos anymore, but with the TCEQ telling Waco to let water flow downstream from Lake Waco, the plant is proving to have a new strategic purpose. Here's Waco City Manager Dale Fissler.
What we're telling TCEQ is, look, if you make us release 5,600 acre-feet out of Lake Waco, then theoretically we could pump it right back up out of the Brazos at Riverside. So don't make us open the gates.
The TCEQ has demanded that Waco let any water that has come into Lake Waco after July 2nd of this year be released into the Brazos River. That's because Dow Chemical, a company downstream on the Brazos in coastal Freeport, Texas, has made a water rights call, essentially cashing in a check they've had lying around for this year. Dow and the TCEQ say that any new water that comes into Lake Waco needs to be passed down the Brazos River until Dow's call is filled. But even though the Riverside Water Treatment Plant hasn't been pumping out water since the mid-20th century, it has a more senior water right than Dow does. It dates back to 1914.
That's our most senior water. It's some of the oldest water available on the Brazos River. So we would hold that for dire emergencies. What we're saying is we'd be willing to credit that so that we don't lose any water out of Lake Waco.
So instead of having to release water from Lake Waco and suck it back up at the Riverside plant, the city is proposing that the plant's right to 5,600 acre-feet be recognized as a credit, from which the TCEQ can subtract whatever water Waco's supposed to pass along. So why doesn't the city of Waco just use its 1914 water right? Well, first, Brazos River water just isn't as good as Lake Waco water. Brazos River water is salty and difficult to treat. Also, it would be logistically difficult. The Riverside plant hasn't pumped out water from the Brazos since sometime in the mid-20th century, and the Riverside Water Treatment Plant only treats about 13 million gallons per day. Meanwhile, Waco pulls about 45 million gallons from Lake Waco every day. Ron Kaiser, the head of Texas A&M's water department, points out that the right might not even exist anymore.
Is if they just let that water right sit there and they didn't exercise it, in the water code, there are provisions for canceling water rights for non-use.
Kaiser says that entities that just sit around and don't exercise their water rights can have those rights canceled, even after 10 years of non-use. But fortunately,
it's a long, extremely complex process. TCEQ sure doesn't want to be in the position politically to cancel a water right from a city.
Meanwhile, Lake Waco's water level continues to drop. The lake has been below its conservation level of 455 feet above sea level since August 31st. That means the city might have to impose water restrictions unless we get some much-needed rain. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Ryland Barton.